Now, almsgiving combats greed, teaching us to be detached from our wealth, our power, our popularity, and to give of ourselves more to others. You know, often we think of charitable organizations, giving to charitable organizations for almsgiving. That's good. If we can't commit to giving of our time to a charitable organization this Lenten season, start small and commit to purposely being more present to others who need you. Right? You can help someone with their homework when you really don't want to. Or if you have people that you live with, to do all the dishes for your housemates in your apartment when you really don't want to. Or, even better, this is lots of grace achievable, to clean your public bathroom in your apartment, even when you don't want to. These are selfless acts that help us give of ourselves to others. They combat greed, which has us focused on ourselves all the time. Greed says, it's all about me. Meology, the theology of me. Finally, prayer combats pride, because prayer is the humble acknowledgement that we need God's help, that we cannot do this life on our own. The common methods of prayer, the Mass, the Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, Eucharistic Adoration, reading from Scriptures, petition, and thanksgiving, right? All these are a means to an end, to open our hearts to Christ. That's the purpose of them. You know, I don't do math, what are we, 5 days or so into Lent already? Is our prayer life any different than before Lent? If it's not, okay, well, let's start small. How about committing to going to a daily Mass, at least once a week if your schedule allows it? Or going to the Stations of the Cross on Fridays? We have to put prayer more into our week this Lent.